Amy Jelikowski.
And I'm Luke Burrows. This is the podcast for week three. This week, we watched Casablanca.
Casablanca, the movie starring Humphrey Bogart, Pauline Reed, Ingrid Bergman, and Claude Rains. The movie takes place in Casablanca, Morocco, a layover for refugees from occupied France during World War II that are trying to get to America. The movie starts out showing the character of Rick, played by Bogart. He is the owner of Rick's Cafe Americana, the coolest bar in Casablanca. Rick starts out being the coolest guy around. His reputation precedes them all around Casablanca. He doesn't drink with customers. He sticks his neck out for no one. He is a distant character. But he is Rick, and everyone knows him. His persona never changes until he sees Ilsa. Once she walks in, Sam immediately notices her and knows who she is. She asks him to play her favorite song as time goes by. Rick hears it and rushes over.
At this point, the stone-cold Rick has the first show of emotion in the movie. Even when he is asked to hide the stolen documents by Ugarte and gets arrested, Rick shows no emotion until this point. He sits down with Ilsa to have a drink, pays for the tab, and later gets drunk when everybody leaves. Three things that Rick has never done before. The rest of the movie is filled with Ilsa and Victor Laszlo's trying to convince Rick to give him the hidden documents so they can leave to America. We get a short glimpse of Rick and Ilsa's past and learn why Rick acts the way that he does throughout the movie. Ilsa holds Rick up at his apartment for the documents, but cannot shoot him. She tells him that she still loves him and cannot bear to leave him again. Rick says that he'll work something out. He makes a deal with Captain Renault to turn in Laszlo. Rick then double-crosses Renault and goes to the airport. Rick makes Ilsa leave the country with Laszlo in the famous "you gotta get on the plane" speech. Shoots a German major and walks off with Renault at one of the greatest end lines of any movie. This is gonna be the start of a beautiful relationship. From beginning to end in this movie, Rick is cool.
We were asked to think about how Rick changes from the beginning to the end of the film. At the beginning of the film, Rick never puts his neck out on the line for anyone. He sits back and watches people in a similar fashion to the police. He's always present in the cafe, but he's very mysterious and never drinks with the customers. At the point in the movie when his past is brought up, the audience learns that Rick was hurt by Ilsa, and that is the reason for his isolationist attitude. The first sign of Rick's softer side comes out when Captain Renault accuses him of being a sentimentalist for fighting on the resistance side in the French Civil War and fighting against the Germans. Slowly as the movie progresses, Rick's compassionate and caring side is revealed. The way he takes care of Sam and the others that work at his club, and how he helps the young Bulgarian couple get money so that they can gain passage to the United States. Rick's ultimate selfless act is giving up Ilsa to Laszlo in order for them to be happy and continue fighting against Nazi Germany. This is the act of sacrifice which makes Rick so cool.
We were asked to think about what Rick cares about. Rick cares about what he believes in. This is seen when he fights on the resistance side of the war instead of on the winning side. He said he got paid for doing it, but then Renault said that he would have got paid better for being on the winning side. This is an example of how Rick believes that fighting for what he believes in is more important than money. It seems that Rick also believes in doing what he does without being directly in the middle of it. This is seen when Rick tells the couple to bet on the 22 spot on the roulette table instead of just handing the couple enough money to get out of Casablanca. Everything that Rick believes in is what led him to make the self-sacrifice that we saw as cool. When he had to give Ilsa up, he knew it was because he believed in what Victor Laszlo was fighting for. And he also knew that Victor Laszlo could not write what he wrote without Ilsa by his side. Ilsa was Victor's muse. So, by Rick not wanting to be in the forefront, he let Ilsa go with Victor, knowing that in the long run, what he believed in would get done. Casablanca, a cool movie. Rick, definitely a cool character.